This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 4th. God's purpose, saving many lives. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Our journey to understand God's purposes for the church takes us back to some key moments in salvation history. The church is the carrier of the story of God and how God is creating a new people to make up a community of grace. There are twists and turns in the story, as we can see in the life of Joseph, for example. A favored son gets sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. When it seems like things might get better for Joseph, something else happens, and he lands in prison with no hope of release. Then God gives Joseph the ability to interpret dreams to bring about not only his release, but also the saving of his family and many others from famine. Genesis 50 brings us to the moment when Joseph's father, Jacob, has died, and the brothers of Joseph worry that he might punish them. What will Joseph do now as payback for all the wrong they had done to him? Joseph looks beyond their actions to the ultimate purpose of God. God desires to save people. God desires to use people like Joseph and us to bring about a new day and provide new life for his people. In this story, we see a picture of how God is at work in the twists and turns of life, and he is still at work in our lives today. Pray with me. God of grace and forgiveness, help us to look beyond our hurts and troubles to see that you are at work in our lives too, day in and day out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.